What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and first of all, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Thursday morning. Guys, today will be the start of the last week of the NFL preseason, or in other words, week number four of the NFL preseason. Guys, later on tonight, we're going to be having two games being played. We're going to be having the Pittsburgh Steelers playing the Atlanta Falcons later on tonight. And we're also going to be having the Indianapolis Colts playing the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, you heard me say I call them filth because that's what they are. Like I said before, I hope everyone's having a wonderful morning. Obviously, guys, this will be the last week of the NFL preseason. And Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, obviously, it's gonna be a cut down day. That means every team will be cutting players all the way down to 53. And that means we will see all the main rosters for the 2023 and 24 season. It's going to be very interesting to see how that whole thing goes down. And also, guys, we are 2 days away from the New York Giants facing the New York Jets. Aaron freaking Rodgers will be making his debut this Saturday at MetLife Stadium against my New York Giants at 6 o'clock p.m. on the NFL Network. It is going to be interesting. It's going to be exciting. I'm hoping, since Aaron Rodgers is playing, I'm hoping we can get another look at the Giants starting offense, since the Packers, we're going to see what happens, but I decided to come on here because I actually wanted to talk about this game. Obviously there's going to be a lot of noise for both of these teams, especially for the Jets. Obviously the Jets have been the talk of the, they've been one of the biggest teams, in New York. No one is talking about the Giants or the Bills. Everyone is pumped up about the Jets. And it's obvious, this is a franchise that's been god-awful for Lord knows how long. The Jets haven't won a Super Bowl since the 60s, and that was with Broadway Joe Namath. They haven't won a playoff game since the early, late 2000s. In 2013 was the last time the Jets were in the playoffs. And that was with Rex Ryan as the head coach. It's very understandable why there's so much excitement, because this is a fan base. The Jets fan base has, they've struggled long enough. They've been in the dark ages for a long time, and obviously this is a team that's starving to win championships, so it's going to be exciting. And that's why I said on my podcast, a few segments ago, I'm excited for the Jets. I want Jets fans to feel, good, just because, the Jets and the Giants play in the same stadium. That's so weird. Like, how do you have two teams that play in the same stadium but going up against each other? So it's crazy, but it's going to be very interesting. But the reason why I wanted to talk about this game is because I want to talk about I just want to talk about how I feel this game's gonna go down. So obviously the Giants defense will be going up against this very questionable offensive line of the Jets. Obviously there's been a lot of questions about if this Jets offensive line can step up, you know, because there's been a lot of talk about the Jets offensive line being the reason if the Jets were to fail this season and not make it. And obviously, like, my you know, I said this before, like, just seeing all the pieces that the Jets were adding this offseason, I said it myself. If the Jets don't go to the Super Bowl, then this, it was a clear failure. You know, when people are saying that you're one of the, that you're the hot shot in the AFC, I mean, hell, this team is being talked about on Hard Knocks. That's how exciting everyone is about this Jets team. You know, and you're in a division that's very talented, but at the same time has questions. How healthy is Tua going to be? We don't know. How good is his offensive line going to be? I'm assuming it'll be great, but, you know, that's just my assumption. Doesn't mean it's really going to happen. You know, you got the Bills. We don't know how good the Bills are going to be. You know, hell, did you see how horrible the Bills starters were in that preseason game? So there's questions about that and health. You know, health is also a big issue for the Bills. And play calling. Ever since Brian Daboll left the Bills for the head coaching job for the Giants, Josh Allen hasn't looked the same. You know, and we're going to see what the Patriots look like. Obviously, they brought in Bill O'Brien as the new offensive coordinator, who should be a huge, that should help Mac Jones in big game time situations. You know, so there's no excuse. You know, so it's going to be interesting. The Giants defense. Everyone respects Aaron Rodgers. The Giants defense respects Aaron Rodgers. But this defense will still be on the attack. You know, Wink Martindale said, Wink Martindale said this when asked about Aaron Rodgers, which is an interesting sentiment considering the Giants defensive coordinator, who is 60 years old, gets paid to put his guys in position to put guys like Aaron Rodgers on their backs, you know, and as delicately as possible. Wink Martindale is saying, I love the guy, you know. Obviously, there's a mutual admiration society based mostly from afar between Wink and Aaron. At some point down the road, Wink Martindale hopes it can grow into more, you know, more than that. You know, Wink Martindale told a post yesterday before practice. He said, hopefully, when we both retire, we'll have a relationship. I like the guy, you know. And as soon as he said that, Wink Martindale knew where the conversation was headed. Might he go on a darkness retreat and perhaps share an ayahuasca? It was some kind of experience with Aaron Rodgers when both of them are finished with the NFL. Wink Martindale smiled. You know, I mean, then Wink continued on saying, "No, we'll play golf." You know. I mean, the links can wait. Saturday, Wink Martindale's defense will go against Aaron Rodgers, who is actually going to take the field at MetLife Stadium for the Jets. It will be the first time since 2018 that Aaron Rodgers will play in a preseason game. Now, obviously, look, this is a new deal for Aaron. You know, obviously, trading Packers' dream for the Jets' Hugh and his presence for how many snaps he is out there will add something to this last summer exhibition. You know, it spices it up just because it's personal. alluding to the challenge he senses every time he goes against Rodgers. You know, who I mean, I don't think there's any question about Aaron Rodgers being a first ballot Hall of Famer. He is, despite him only winning one Super Bowl. It's not about just Super Bowls, it's about talent. And this guy is one of the most talented quarterbacks in the history of the game. You know, I said before, I don't think there is any quarterback talent-wise that's up there with Aaron Rodgers besides Patrick Mahomes. You know, like, no one flings the football like Aaron Rodgers. No one has the kind of leadership as Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not trying to disrespect the younger generation, you know, but I'm just saying what I see. And what I see is a true leader who will discipline his players if he sees something going wrong, or if he notices that his guys aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know, this guy is, you know, he's just a great, he's just one hell of a quarterback. You know, so that's all I gotta say. You know, obviously, if this can, you know, as I was saying, this guy, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer in waiting. And he described, you know, and Wing Martindale described Aaron Rodgers as one of the titans in the league. And there shouldn't be no surprise to that. You know, he should be he is a titan. He can't die. He's always gonna be coming back, you know. And look, if this can spice up the evening for a grizzled coordinator who has seen everything, imagine what it might do to a youngster who has never been this way before. You know, Wing Martindale said, I know, like, look at, if I was Wing Martindale, like, I would, like, if, you know, let's say the Giants defense does dominate, like, oh, Wing Martindale said this, actually. Wing Martindale was saying, I know if I was a rookie, I'd be jacked. The two corners to go against Aaron Rodgers because he's the best of the best. You know, correct. The Giants are jacked, you know. Look at this guy. He's considered one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play, so it's really exciting. Deontay Banks, the Giants' first-round pick, was saying, picking off Aaron Rodgers would be crazy. You know, Trey Hawkins, the sixth round pick who is in the final stages of winning a starting job alongside Deontay Banks, tried to downplay it but failed to do so. You know, Trey Hawkins was saying, I'm looking forward to taking the field against him and hoping it will be a competitive match. I'm trying to be as honest as possible. I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. I feel everybody will love taking the field against Aaron Rodgers. You know, Deontay Banks, all of, who is 22 years old, did not have a specific image of Rodgers other than this. He used to do this a lot. That's all I remember. You know, Deontay Banks said, this is what Deontay Banks said, you know, as he was putting a belt on across his waist, mimicking Rodgers' discount double check State Farm commercials. You know, obviously, Aaron Rodgers, he does way too much State Farm commercials. I mean, look, on the subject of insurance and protection, the Jets will surround Aaron with their offensive starters because that's what is required when a 39-year-old quarterback makes his preseason debut. The Giants are not expected to play any of their established veteran starters. Wing Martindale, though, only knows one way to call a game, and that is all about pressure on the quarterback from any and all directions. You know, lest we forget, Wink did raise the ire of Bill Belichick in the preseason opener last year when he sent 21 blitzes at Bailey Zappi, who was the Patriots' rookie quarterback. You know, so with what the Giants are doing, you know, Belichick even said this, with what the Giants are doing, there's a lot of reasons for some of the things that we did just to manage the game. So just leave it at that. You know, I mean, it sure sounded as if Belichick was accusing Wink Martindale of breaking some sort of unwritten rule about the way the strategies are supposed to work in a preseason game. And obviously, there's no question about that. That's Wink. That's Bill Belichick. He loves to cheat, you know? It sure sounded as if Bill Belichick was accusing Wink Martindale of breaking some sort of unwritten rule, the way that strategies are supposed, you know, to work in a first preseason game. You know, I mean, Wink even said afterward when Bill Belichick's gripe was relayed to him, if it's unwritten, I didn't know. You know, like, how would he know? You know, what Wink Martindale is doing, he's just doing what every defensive coordinator is supposed to be doing. And that's make their defense better, you know? I mean, whoever is in the game will be dispatched to rough up Rodgers, you know? It just makes the game more exciting. You know, to have a guy like Aaron Rodgers out there makes you want to rush harder and makes everybody want to play harder on defense. You know, second year outside linebacker Timon Fox told the Post, "You watch him growing up, you always want to tackle a guy like him." You know, Timon Fox recalled the atmosphere in London last October when the Giants defeated Aaron Rodgers and the Packers 27-22. Timon Fox was also saying, "When we played them last year, everybody was like, it's Aaron Rodgers." Wink Martindale knows. Not just Wink Martindale. Everyone should know that this guy and Aaron freaking Rodgers. Like, there's no reason why no one should be surprised why we all call him that bad man, because that's who he is. You know, he's a difference maker. You can see the energy he brought to, you know, you can see the energy he brought to New York City, and, you know, said his affinity for the quarterback is real, you know? So, as a Giants fan, just because I think Aaron Rodgers is a good dude, I think he appreciates what Wink Martindale does differently to him defensively, and obviously Wink Martindale respects how Aaron Rodgers plays the game. Who doesn't? He's one of the most talented quarterbacks of all time. You know, the only quarterback from a talent perspective that will be in that, and this guy, he will be in the Hall. He is a future Hall of Famer. That's Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, he is going to be up there with Aaron Rodgers when it comes to talent. You know, and then look at everyone kills Aaron Rodgers. In Aaron Rodgers' entire career in Green Bay, everyone killed him because he only won one Super Bowl. But he sucks in the playoffs. When he, you know, everyone wants to trash on him because he loses to guys like Jimmy Garoppolo and he loses to Jared Goff. You know, it doesn't matter. That shouldn't matter. MVP is not... MVP, players that win MVP, it's not, like, players that get MVP, they're not just, they just don't win Super Bowls. They're very talented, and that's what Aaron Rodgers is. He's one of the most talented quarterbacks. You know, that's who Aaron Rodgers is. That's what he is. He is an MVP, you know? He plays like one. And look, he may not play at that level anymore because obviously he's getting older now, you know. But still, we still can't forget of how great this guy is, you know. So you know, this is heartwarming, but all I'm gonna say is this. This Giants defense, you know, will not stop the man tax with running. Look at this is heartwarming, but will not, you know, I don't think any of this is going to stop the man who is tasked with running the Giants defense from sending his guys to flatten the good dude, you know. So it's going to be exciting. And yeah, I mean, this is what preseason's all about. It's all about winning jobs and caring for your family. If you do have a family, you know, That's what it's all about. You know, Aaron Rodgers, the only reason why he's playing in this game is because he needs to, you know, everyone in the media has been talking about this. Aaron Rodgers, he needs to go on the field with these young guys and with this offensive line so they can know how he acts and see how serious he is in real game time situations, because that's who he is. You know, that's who he is. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. And yeah, that's all I got to say about that. So yeah, I just wanted to talk about that really quick. You know, some of you guys wanted me to talk about this game, you know, and yeah, I talked about that, and yeah, it's going to be interesting. Don't forget, guys, the Giants will be playing the Jets this Saturday at MetLife Stadium at 6 o'clock p.m. on the NFL Network, so don't miss it. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that. Yeah, so far, that's all I have for you guys today. Let me know how you guys feel about my whole talk on this whole game, you know. But yeah, but I just had to get that out the way, because for three reasons. I'm a big defensive guy, you guys know that, you know, and we're going up against one of the most talented quarterbacks in the entire league, and, you know, Giants fans and Jets fans, you know, it's going to be a weird game, because, honestly, it's not going to matter who wins or loses, because at the end of the day, we're all going to be smiling, because both of these teams, I am expecting both of these teams to be in the postseason, you know, so, yeah, it's going to be fun and exciting, but that's all I got to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about my whole talk on the Giants defense trying to take down Aaron Rodgers. And yeah, I'll get right back at you guys about that. But yeah, like I said before, that's all I have for you guys today. If you guys have any questions or comments, you know, about this whole topic, then yeah, you know, You guys already know what to do. I'm going to answer back. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.